Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Many small businesses rely on contractors and employees to provide delivery services. But our next guest says that many of these small companies don't know the complications that can arise in the event of a work-related auto accident. Alex Stalvey is an attorney with Bannister, Wyatt, and Stalvey, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Alex, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
Tell us what your firm does.
I personally do personal injury cases. That's my main focus. But our law firm provides all kinds of practice areas, real estate. We do family law, business litigation. Our firm has 10 lawyers, about 12 staff members. It certainly is a small business, but it's one that we all enjoy running.
All right, so let's talk about this topic then. A law firm, they hire people to deliver things, right?
Sure.
So have you run into this before?
Fortunately, we have not had anybody that has gotten in any accidents or anything like that, but I can assure you that we have a really good relationship with our insurance agency, who is local and we've known for a long time. Every year, we spend a lot of time making sure that our business has adequate coverage, more than adequate coverage, for any possible scenario that may come up.
All right, and so make sure you've got a good agent, that you review the policy regularly. Let's talk about some more tips. What else should a business owner consider about their auto insurance?
It all starts with an insurance agency that you trust. If you're in the process of figuring out who that's going to be, you know, get recommendations from other business owners, other folks that you trust. Vet your insurance agency. You want to make sure, I would recommend somebody local, somebody that you can go meet with anytime you wanted to, somebody that's available, that you can get on the phone to talk about any concerns you have. It may be a little bit more expensive, but it's worth it in the long run.
All right, here in South Carolina, what is the law here? What is required for a business that has contract drivers that they use, or maybe just employees that they use? What insurance coverage is actually required, first of all, in South Carolina?
So in South Carolina, independent contract drivers are required to have commercial auto insurance, you know, liability for any type of car accidents, any related medical expenses for injuries that resulted from any car accident. They're required to have hired and non-owned auto insurance, occupational accident insurance, and that actually provides medical and disability benefits for injured drivers. And there's also some requirements as far as having a general liability policy that covers bodily injury, property damage, legal expenses that are not involved in auto accidents.
All right. And so these would be independent contractors that you hire. What about employees?
If they are an employee, then your business is responsible for them. You certainly want to let your insurance agent know, here are the folks that work for us, here are their duties. Make sure you let them know that if driving is any part of their duties, that you cover that in your policy. Anything that an employee does during their course of employment for your business, the business is responsible for that.
Okay, let's go back to the independent contractor driver. What you're saying is that the driver who's a contractor has to have those certain items in their coverage. So does this mean that if something happens while they're doing this work for you, it'll be the driver's problem?
Yes, that's right. And so that's why these independent contractors are required to have a certain level of insurance coverage, because that's going to be on them.
It's up to the business then that's hiring this contractor to make sure that they do have that insurance and it's in force.
Sure. The businesses need to vet any independent contractor, make sure that they've got all the required coverage and licenses that they're supposed to have. While it may not be an employee, you still have to do your due diligence in hiring any independent contractor to make sure your business is protected.
And now these Uber drivers and Lyft drivers that are delivering things for people now, I guess that means that they do have to have that coverage.
They sure do.
Well, Alex, great information. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Absolutely. Glad to do it.
Alex Stalvey is an attorney with Bannister, Wyatt & Stalvey in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.